Yo, I'm telling you, man, this is probably something you want to pay attention to. Dextech is in there. They're hiring, well, like customized, sort of custom builders. If you can do a sort of a custom type deck and job and facilitate the whole thing, man, pay attention, because here's a way to get not just paid, but phew, what a career path. Stu's hiring. We'll explain in just a second. Hang on, BPI.
It's Your Showroom, brought to you by Omira Buick GMC on 104th.
Hey, man, welcome to it. Happy Friday on what is, well, for most people. Are you guys taking off on Monday? Man, hey, you guys got to get out there and enjoy Monday. It's like a freebie, man. I mean, you know, think about it. How many times do you get a free Monday off? Unfortunately, we're in on Monday, but we're going to have fun with it. So if you're out about early, try to get some stuff done, whatever the honey-do list is, because a lot of people, at least for this particular weekend, has got the whole honey-do list, right? I mean, you got to think there, you know, there's really no excuse. Like, you might be tired, and the grind might get you wore down throughout the week, and the honey's like, babe, you ever going to get the no, not today. I got to rest, right? But on a week like this, where you got, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday, you can get some stuff done. Hey, maybe some of your stuff is knocking down, I don't know, tearing apart that old deck. Look, when we found out who Deck Tech was, who joined us in the showroom now, Steve, you owned this company or started this company when? How long ago? Long time, right?
Absolutely.
Get up there close to the mic.
We're in our 29th year now.
29th year? Yeah. So obviously, if you're doing decks and you've been doing it for 29 years... Right, you're doing something right.
Absolutely.
So this is what I found kind of cool, because a lot of people think decks, right, especially here in Colorado. Here's a stat that will blow you away, and I just found this out a minute ago. What is the highest returning home improvement, and this is just a setup, right, highest sort of return on your investment as far as home improvements go is what?
Well, it's a wood deck.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So why is that, you think?
Well, Colorado. It's it's a beautiful climate, ideal for outdoor living. In fact, Colorado is the second largest market for outdoor living, short of Northern California, as measured by the materials and the products that go into an outdoor living space.
So, hold on. How can we be second to Northern California? Not the whole state of California, just the northern third.
I think it just has to do with the terrain and the money that's in Northern California.
Yeah, probably. Suckers. All right. Anyway, look, man, when it comes to, at least here in Colorado, your biggest amount of clientele and things that you like to sort of show off with, because you're what you do. If you guys seen some of these pictures, these decks are like, you know how you built a treehouse as a kid,
mm-hmm.
and then you see that dude on TV that builds up tree houses. They're like freaking $300,000-$400,000 tree houses. Now, take that same sort of application, apply it to decks. I built a deck on my house over here off Quebec, and it's like 8-10 feet that way. It's like, you know, 12-14 feet that way. And I sit back and go, well, that's all right. Dude, what you do is unreal.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like, if you saw these, even Sweet Cheeks, who, you know, I wouldn't consider Sweet Cheeks like a big deck person. She was like, oh my God, look at that deck. Look at that deck. Look at that deck. She was just going on and on and on about it. So, obviously, you're more the high end type. What got you into that?
We're not over the top, but we have a custom project. And we have a philosophy of outdoor living that we apply to what we do that drives our designs. And everything we do is unique to that home. And it's designed not only for appeal, but for functionality. So it's a completely different thing.
What about for people that are out there and, you know, you're looking at your landscape or your neighborhood and, you know, you may see a deck or two, mm-hmm. but you can create a deck as an additional living space.
Absolutely.
Whereas most people have a deck to store some outdoor patio furniture on that they never use, possibly a grill,
mm-hmm.
probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But you see those in neighborhoods where the deck is nothing. It's like the size of the table.
Right.
And nobody ever goes out there.
Not a deck tech deck.
Yeah, exactly. So you could transform something like that and design, right, where they have a huge incorporated additional living space.
That's what we do.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. You look at your deck 365 days a year. It's off the kitchen and the family room. So when you look out back, that deck's part of that view. And if it's not appealing, it's not going to get used. You know, a cookie cutter or an aircraft carrier deck's like an unfinished basement. It's space, but it's not appealing. And what we create is appealing. And it's designed with functionality. We've got venues within our spaces that, you know, for the fire pit and the barbecue and the lounging and all. So you've heard over the last few years the term outdoor room a lot. And that's really what we specialize is, an outdoor room. Something that typically has a roof addition on it, and you know, it's to do all the things you like to do indoors, like, you know, eat, entertain, relax, except it's outdoors in open air with expansive views. And so it makes all the difference, and it's why if you have something like what we do, it's the go-to place when friends and family come over.
That's right. Where
they want to hang, you know.
So, yeah. And my house is the garage. I don't have a deck, you know. Somebody's like, what do you want to do, man? Hang out in the garage, drink beer. Right?
Well, this is, you know, I'm sure you have a bad boy garage. You know, man cave of sorts. And that's what we do for the outdoor living space.
So when you're in search of, because basically you want to hire some people, right? And the cool thing about, you know, working, I believe, for what you're about to tell us is it's very unique and very, well, rewarding at the same time, because you specialize in some really nice decks, and that way the people that you work for you mm-hmm. are going to get a different sort of job offer and career path.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we're a specialty remodeler. So we're like a kitchen and bath company. A kitchen and bath company is a special remodeler because they specialize in kitchens and baths.
Right.
We specialize in outdoor living environments. And so we do it like no one else. We use our own people. Always have. W-2 employees have. Proud to say I've had a lot of long-term people, but we're growing. I mean, the economy and outdoor living is exploding, and we want people, career people, that want to come in and be a part of this. We're growing up. We're doing an increasing amount of business in Fort Collins, Windsor, Loveland, so we're trying to build a operation in that area there. Our base is in Golden, which, you know, allows us to service the rest of the metro area very well. We're like at the hub of the spoke. We've got our own building. Own our own building, been around for a long time, plan on being around for a long time. We're looking for the next generation of deck tech builders.
Absolutely. When you say you're looking for them, tell me, all right, we got to take a break or play a tune here, I know, but when we get back, tell me why somebody that's listening, like my boy Miguel right here, I know for a fact he makes some badass front doors. Like, that dude has been doing that forever. He showed me he's got a whole like gallery on his phone. Mm-hmm. Check out this front door, check out mm-hmm. this front door, and they're all wicked. Mm-hmm. So tell me or explain to us in just a minute why a guy that, you know, is in a career like Miguel, specialty type wood mm-hmm. stuff, because if I recall, you don't use any of the synthetic material or anything like that. You use, you know,
mahogany.
Use freedom, liberty, and wood, y'all.
Absolutely.
America. So, yeah, man, when we get back, tell us a little bit about that and why somebody that's listening that does perhaps construction, because we got a ton of construction guys mm-hmm. at work that listen to us, why somebody in that sort of career may want to hop over and sign up on your end.
Yeah,
so
to.
We'll take a quick break, come back, knock down some tunes. Hit that up, and more Steve and Deck Tech. You guys looking for a wicked job. I mean, the guy's been doing this since 1990. He's been doing decks longer than I've been doing a DJ thing here in Denver. Like, you rarely find a business that's been on long as I've been on the radio. So hang on, man. We'll get more into it and why you should maybe give this guy a buzz and change your career path a little bit, all right? 922, quick break, 107.9 KPI. All right, man, you guys jot this number down. Could change your world up a little bit, 303-277-1550. We have Steve in here from Deck Tech. It's spelled T-E-C, by the way, at the end. Deck and then T-E-C. You may want to give this guy a buzz. Just look at his deck, bro. I'm telling you, these things are sweet. The outdoor kitchen thing you do is ridiculous. Y'all see the... He's got a flyer that's got an outdoor kitchen on it. And look, man, I don't like spending a lot of time in the kitchen, but doing it outdoors is awesome. Wow, man, that's I spend too much money on cars to have something nice like that. Man, you do some really cool stuff. Now, question for you. You were talking about how you need four or five people. And really, these particular people have an opportunity, well, to excel starting out, you know, $40,000, $50,000 range with ways to grow that income fairly fast. He's really busy, well, all of Northern Colorado side, here obviously in the metro, and you're trying to expand your footprint a little bit.
Absolutely.
So, again, people can sign up a couple different ways, 303-277-1550. And it's funny because a lot of people might get kind of twisted up or confused a little bit about the difference between the price of a project and the value of a project. You know, because a lot of people, I think, you know, there tends to be you pay for what you get for a scenario with a lot of things in the world. Mm-hmm. Basically, price is what you pay. Value, basically, is what you get. And that really rings true in your work, because anybody can come out, hell, even I can go out and build, you know, I'll put a few posts up, right? And I could, you know, do a little system where I got, hey, it's a 5-foot by 8-foot, you know, empty space.
Right.
You put a table on it or something, mm-hmm. you never use it. Mm-hmm. What you do is build basically an outdoor personality under the house.
Absolutely. We create an environment. We integrate the house with the outdoors. We create venues within the space for different activities. You can't go over to someone's house at 4:30 in the afternoon, have a drink, jump right into the barbecue, cook the burgers, and say bye. You know, you want to have a place to relax. You want to have to, you want to be able to cook and the way you would cook indoors.
Dude, I just want to place my hot new girlfriend way out of the bikini.
Hey, right? Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking
absolutely.
About.
Yeah, anyway, that, yeah, well, that's that fire, pit at the end of the evening where you gather around, you have that beverage, and you relax and all.
You've never seen her bikinis.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
yeah, but seriously, man, you do build not just outdoor kitchens, but, I mean, these things are unreal. There's fire pits, there's kitchens, there's, well, an outdoor living space that's just unique. It's not what you're going to find inside the home.
No.
It brings sort of a whole different sort of feel, texture, and persona to the house.
Absolutely. You know, an awesome deck like that's going to increase the marketability of your home. That's the value aspect of the whole thing. It's going to get used all the time. It's going to be the wow factor there that's going to differentiate your home and make your place that your friends and your family. Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, so, I mean.
And there's no doubt when you look at these, there's no doubt if you had some of these spaces that you create, you're definitely going to use it.
Absolutely.
Unlike a lot of patios,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Right.
Where, you know, even these cookie cutter homes where the home is just right side by side. Dude, I saw a picture here on this iPad that you have. He's just got scrolling kind of pictures on there. Even a scenario like that, he did a deck compared to the neighbor's deck where they just had like that 5x8 little,
right.
you know, sort of flat area.
Sure.
It's hilarious to see what you do compared to the neighbors. Like, they got deck envy.
Deck envy, y'all. Well, and that's what makes this such a great opportunity. The satisfaction of seeing a job from start to finish, working with a good team of individuals, having that excitement, that creativity. I mean, you are the artist. You know, you're part of it.
Well, not just that. Look what you're doing for the people that sign up to get a deck done by you.
Right.
Because 300 days of sunshine.
Absolutely.
Right? How mm-hmm. much time do you get, especially here in Colorado? The winters aren't even mm-hmm. bad anymore, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Spring, summer, fall, you're going to park your ass out there 24/7.
Uh-huh.
So here's a great way not only to, like, change your world up a little bit. If you're looking for a job and you're really good at carpentry, you're really great at working, you know, different types of wood, have obviously a knowledge of construction and the industry. And it's not just really that. You do brickwork, you do some sunrooms,
we do paver patios, we do the deck refurbishment. So if you got an old deck and you want to make it new again, we can go in there and refurbish it.
Just a number.
You're talking to me.
Yeah,
I know that.
Hey, fellas, let me bring you a secret. When a woman says age is just a number, it's a green light. I'm just So, look, when people are out there thinking about, you know, calling you up and saying, okay, how do I get to be one of these four or five?
Mm-hmm.
What is it specifically you're asking for, looking for? Do you want them located on the northern end?
Nope.
You want them to have a truck? You need them to, you know?
Here's what you need. We want someone we want a quality individual, someone who's into the trades, has a little bit of experience. We can start you at the lower rungs and elevate you over a period of time or plug in where you fit. We want people that are going to go the extra mile for the customer and for their fellow teammates.
You got to nowadays, man.
This is not a one-shot thing. This is a long-term thing.
You want career guys.
We want people that want to be a part of this. We're looking for the next generation of deck tech. We put 30 years developing a reputation, developing a highly differentiated product. We've had all the accolades. We just want to extend that further to more
people.
Hey, this
is no joke. He's been in a ton of magazines, all kinds of TV coverage. He's been written about in, our local newspapers, covered on our local news stuff. I mean, he really does do an amazing job at, kind of building an adult treehouse. Just attached to the back of your house.
This is a shot from the hip, but I'm serious about bringing in some good quality people that want to be a part of the team. Craigslist. It's the classified ads of the old newspaper.
Right.
Don't exist anymore. Everyone's there, okay? Go to Craigslist, go to the skilled trades category and search. Put in the search bar deck tech. It's going to show you some pictures of what Willie's talking about here. It's going to give you the overview of everything we've been talking about. And then while you're on the Craigslist, why don't you take a look at some of these other companies? Why don't you see what they're offering? I don't know what they're doing, but they're not looking for team members. They're looking for people to help relieve some of their pain.
Right. Swing hammers.
They want cookie cutter stuff. They want subcontractors, and they'll say anything they want to get you in the door. But Deck Tech's the real deal for 30 years, and we want people that want to be a part of that.
Yeah, man. Especially the way you could, obviously. Set a different type of career path. You said you want steady workers. You've never fired anybody from lack of work.
Right.
In 30 years, that's saying something. So obviously, man, he's got enough work to keep himself booked right now through mid-end of summer. So if he can put 4 or 5 people, maybe even more than that, as a team up north, a team down here, whatever, all of a sudden, man, you see where that could lead to. He's got enough work, man. That means booked through end of summer, end of fall,
right.
And let it rip, man. So it is one of those opportunities for you that, I believe – at least the BPI family anyway, they're perfect for this. A lot of the guys that and girls that I meet out there that are into this type of stuff, man, this is a great change of path for you if you're stuck at a job where you're not being rewarded, right? You're not being considered for promotions. You're not learning and continuing that, the further educate yourself of what you could do unique and different.
Creative satisfaction, and... if we win as a team, everyone's going to benefit. It's just like the Broncos. When they go all the way, everyone benefits. So
okay, 303-277-1550. Hit them up, man. They're looking for 4 or 5 people. What's the website again?
The website. www.decktech.com.
Deck Tech. All right. Deck spelled just like normal, and Tech, T-E-C. It's just that easy, y'all. So go up there and hit it up. And one more time, if they want to fill out something online, there's basically a site or a page dedicated to that.
The DeckTech.com website / careers. All the information you need will be there.
All right. If you guys need a job and you're good with, anything and all things wood, hit up Deck Tech, dude. He's been doing it for 30 freaking years, so he's doing something right. 30 years. Think about that. That's wisdom. That's what I always tell people. If you got a little more salt in your beard than you do pepper nowadays, you know what that means? It means you're doing it right. All right? It means you know what you're doing. It means you know what you're doing. All right, man. Here's the number again. 303-277-1550.